Ervin, Perkei Mishnah Vav. Ir Shal Yochid V'Nasa Shal Rabim. If you have a city that used to be owned by one person. So in the beginning, he owned it and he rented out all of the houses to different people that lived there. So technically, even the Rishonim say, even if you had a street there that was mefulish and opened and it was 16 amas wide and had a lot of the characteristics of Rishus Harabim, but nevertheless, since the street and all the houses in the whole city is owned by a Yochid, it's not really Rishus Harabim, and they would have takanas that were done, like they would lock the door of the city at night and things like that. So it really wasn't a problem. But then, V'nasa Shal Rabim, what happened was, is that this person sold it to everybody else. He relinquished his ownership. He still got some taxes on certain parts. But the main thing is that everybody remembers that this city used to be owned by this guy. Ma'arvin is kula. The Mishnah tells us that you're allowed to use the whole city. And when we say ma'arvin is kula, really what we're talking about in a city is not just a ruve chatzeros, but besides the chatzeros, that there are houses that were joined to a chatzer, but a lot of different chatzeros were all joined to different mavois. And to connect all the mavois, as we know, there's shetufe mavuos, that all the peoples in each chatzer connect to each mavoi. And then you can have all the people in all the different mavuos that connect with one mavoi to all of them. The problem, though, is with all of this, is that even though technically this is fine, people may forget that what's going on here is that there's an Erev here, and then eventually, if in the whole city everybody's just allowed to carry, which is pretty much similar to what we do, people won't realize that the reason that you're allowed to carry is because of the Erev. And then in a place that's really a Rishus HaRabim, they may end up carrying there. But the reason that we're Makel in this case, even if it becomes Shal Rabim afterwards, even if it's not Shal Yochid, is because everybody remembers the initial owner, and that there was an owner, and they'll realize that the whole reason that it's mutter is because of an Erev, and also it was really one owner, so it was never really Rishus HaRabim. Masha Enkin, the Mishnah continues, V'shal Rabim v'nasa shal yochid, but what if you had a city that initially was owned by many people, and afterwards it was owned by one person? So right now it's owned by one person, but really everybody recalls that this city was really a public city. And even if now you will not have any Rishus HaRabim, and they do all the takanas needed, that there's no Rishus HaRabim, you still can't make an Erev. Ela im kein osa chutzalok ir chadosha shebihuda sheyesh b'chamishim diurim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Unless you make some kind of hecker, you make some kind of recognizable sign, what they did was, instead of making an Erev to the whole city, or even, by the way, if outside the city was a small city, like the smallest city in Yehuda, there's a place in Yehuda, in Eretz Yisrael, there are 50 people that live there, and if you leave that over like a hecker, even, and the chiddush is that, even if it's not actually part of the city, it's right outside the city. Whether it's outside the city or all the more so on the inside, it's a hecker, and therefore they'll be allowed to carry, because people will realize that the only reason that it's mutter to carry here is because of an Erev. Now, Rabbi Shimon argues with this, as far as the hecker is concerned. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, shalosh chatzeros shel shnei batim, you don't need such a large amount to make a hecker. You don't need a city of 50 people. Rather, even just three courtyards where there are two houses to each courtyard. That's enough of a hecker. The Rav says, not only that, we're even more makel than Rabbi Shimon, that even if you have one house and one chatzer that's left over, separate, that is not part of the Eruv, that would be enough. And the Rav says, that's the halacha.